good buddy of mine, Gareth Wheeler. Wheels, how are you, sir? Happy birthday.
Thank you. I'm now middle-aged, James, whatever that means. I feel a little bit older, a little bit less fresh by the day, but thank you very much, buddy. Appreciate it.
So, Kimmy, let's get into this, man. I mean, Orlando right now, MLS, it sounds like it's business as usual on a at a time that it seems like Florida's setting a record after ominous record daily for confirmed cases. I think it was 10,000 plus yesterday in the state alone. Is there a sense that they might consider backing out, or is this full steam ahead here?
It doesn't sound like it. Speaking with a couple of the clubs over the last few days, they're going down expecting the unexpected, and there are legitimate concerns. Of those 10,000 positive cases, 12 of them have come within the MLS bubble at Disney World down in Orlando. So they're trying to figure out whether these players contracted COVID-19 while in the bubble, or whether these were cases that just weren't confirmed positive before these teams left to join their bubble. But the thing is, in the buildup to travel, all clubs, every second day, players and staff have been undergoing testing, anyone that's entering the bubble. So in all likelihood, just like COVID-19 is spreading through the real world, it's spreading through the MLS bubble as well. And one coach told me that they expected that there would be positive cases down there, but it's how many and how often and how it's being dealt with, which is of the greatest concern. So I think there's plenty up in the air, James. And look, some clubs are going to have difficult decisions. If their players decide it's simply not worth it, what happens then? And as of right now, that aforementioned FC Dallas team with 9 positive cases amongst players alone, so far they're committed to fully playing and being on the field next Thursday night against the Vancouver Whitecaps.
Gareth, Mike English here. I know Toronto is supposed to fly down today. Is that still on?
It's still on as of right now. But things can change, honestly, minute by minute, hour by hour. And they were having discussions with the league because head coach Greg Manny put it bluntly on a conference call yesterday. We feel like people north of the border, at least in his city of Toronto, that they've done a really good job and provided a safe environment for players and staff. And they don't feel that going down to Orlando is the safest environment that they could be in. So what the original MLS rule was is that they wanted all teams to arrive 7 days before their first game that they played. So TFC was trying to push it as long as they could. But Vanny said, I'm going to ask the league, we're going to ask other people whether we can stay in Toronto a little bit longer. I know the Whitecaps have gone past that 7 day mark as well, and they're still waiting to fly out to Orlando. So it seems like rules are changing by the day. If I'm a Vancouver Whitecaps player or a Toronto FC player, I'd be much more comfortable staying in my environment at home, in my family, in a controlled space for as long as possible. And I think that that's what they're going to be pushing the league for. So look, there's moving target after moving target here. And I think that MLS is willing to make exceptions based upon, you know, the great unknown.
Gareth Wheeler with us here on Sportsnet 650. And that's what I wonder is, okay, so here we are less than a week away from the first game scheduled to be played on the 8th. And what happens if somebody tests positive? Like, I haven't got a sense from any league that they have any intention of stopping, right? And so if somebody tests positive, well, then you've ultimately compromised your bubble with your other teammates as well. So you can isolate the one individual, but do you simply wait for the next person to, okay, everybody get tested. Okay, now we got to wait a day or two here, but it's, man, it could just be a massive explosion. Like, nobody wants to stop, but it feels like this is a recipe for disaster.
It could be. Like, look, I fully support these sports leagues for being ambitious, trying to get games back in action. That's what fans want to see. But this clearly isn't what the vast majority of players want right now. Players are doing interviews from within the bubble saying that, you know, they're nervous, they're scared, they have concerns. So I don't think that enthusiasm is shared across the board. So that's my biggest question. And I asked head coach Greg Vanney of Toronto FC yesterday if there is a considerable breakout, even within Toronto FC's team while they're down there. If the leadership group amongst the players comes to the club and say, look, we don't want to play, we want to go home, what happens at that point? I don't know what would exactly happen, and he didn't really have an answer other than to say there are plenty more conversations to be had about plan A, plan B, plan C, plan D. So this is all going to roll out before us in an unpredictable way. On paper, I guess in theory, putting these teams in a bubble was a decent thought, but they went down to Orlando and unintentionally at that time chose the hotspot of COVID-19 right now, based on the fact that ESPN is their host broadcaster and hosting at Disney and ABC, part of the same family, made a whole lot of sense. In retrospect, not a great idea. And these successful soccer leagues that are playing in Europe right now, teams are traveling city to city, playing in front of empty stadiums, but still, they're in a bubble, like their own team bubble. So they're going home and they're staying with their families and they're in a controlled atmosphere. Going down inside this bubble, you're almost going to have a bubble inside a bubble inside a bubble, which is a difficult ask. And look, other coaches have told me some clubs have done a really good job taking care of their players, and the players have taken accountability as well. But some of these markets like Dallas or Orlando, where they haven't taken the coronavirus as serious as others, players have been going out to restaurants, players have been going out to stores, and they've been going on with their real life. So it hasn't affected every market or every club equally, and every club hasn't had a unified response, and that's where the nerves come in, because if you're the Whitecaps or Toronto FC, you've done a good job, but you can only count on yourself. You can't count on other clubs doing the same, you know, taking the same measures as you did. So that's where the unpredictability is. You can take care of yourself, but you can't take care of all the intangibles that are involved here.
Well, as you alluded to, the Whitecaps are sitting at home here in Vancouver, still waiting. CEO Axel Schuster said yesterday afternoon that they'll have a decision possibly as to when they will travel, if they travel, this afternoon sometime. Of course, the team they're playing, FC Dallas, the 9 positive tests. I mean, Gareth, is there a possibility? I know the MLS keeps insisting it's going to go ahead, but there's a possibility at least that game may not happen given the way the situation's unfolding.
As of right now, the game is on, and FC Dallas is planning on playing. I think they're down to 19 players, but I mean, they're going to be, these professional sports leagues aren't medical officers, right? Like it's very difficult to kind of gauge the ethical, the moral, the medical of the entire situation. Mike, I wouldn't be surprised by any outcome right now. If the games go ahead as planned and there are very few cases, that's a possibility. There's a possibility that, you know, as this thing continues to spread south of the border, that teams start pulling out. I wouldn't be surprised by anything that happens. And I'm sure that there's legally binding wordage in the new CBA that's been signed that they play. But at the end of the day, these are human beings and they're going to put themselves and their families first, and rightfully so. So it's a real difficult one to predict, Mike. We're just going to all, you know, again, hour by hour, monitor the situation and hopefully the right decisions are made based upon science rather than by the economics of trying to get a tournament like this up and running based upon sponsorship alone.
Gareth Wheeler here on Sportsnet 650. You know, I think we look at the recovery rate, and overwhelmingly, if you get COVID-19, you are going to recover. And yes, it's been tragic that there's been way too many fatalities, and that's been tragic. And we've seen even more where Khabib Nurmagomedov, his father, just passed away due to complications this morning. That one of the best fighters in mixed martial arts on the planet, his dad at the age of just 57. So that's still the reminder that we're in the midst of this global pandemic. But is there almost a sense that, you know, some of these leagues, and Stephen Brunt kind of remarked this the other day on Reach Deep while you're on Sportsnet 650, that, you know, are leagues almost going to treat this like a knee strain or just a tweak groin, just, you know, day to day, right? I mean, like the Blue Jays all of a sudden placed 4 guys on the injured list the other day so they could expand their roster. And, you know, coincidentally, there was an announcement that, you know, there was a lot of players who had tested positive and members of the organization that had tested positive. Like, do they just simply take somebody out and just treat it as, he's on the DL for 10 to 14 days, and then we'll get him back on the roster soon as he's recovered? Like, is that almost how they're going to treat it?
It seems like there's some leagues and some teams may be treating it like that, but the whole thing is, if you sprain your ankle or break your arm, I mean, that affects you, the individual. The problem is here with coronavirus is about the spread of the disease. And the longer that this disease continues to spread and percolate, then the longer then it'll take for, you know, more sense of normalcy to get up, back up and running, the economy to get back up and running. So it's a trickle-down effect, right? It's not about the individual or just about the individual. It's about the collective as well. So they're going to have to treat things differently. I mean, look, there's so many interesting layers to this story, how the city of Vancouver, where you guys are, you know, there's clear medical advice in place, and that was the reason why Vancouver didn't become a hub city, but apparently that's good enough for Toronto. But no one knows what the decision-making process was like behind making that decision. You know, how do you make the decision to allow Blue Jays or traveling baseball players to come up to the city of Toronto when a lot of these players are coming from markets where it's cool to go out and go to restaurants and be out and about in the city? Are these players really going to isolate? So the standard is different no matter where you are. South of the border, the issues become completely politicized. And I want to be clear, like, if these games and if these tournaments can be up and running and be run in an effective, safe way, then I'm fully, fully supportive of it. We need our sports back. The leagues need to get back playing. And this MLS is back tournament specifically. It's going to be World Cup style. It's going to be great. Like, there's a lot of real positives about it. It could be a really fun month. But if the players aren't buying in, I know for a fact some coaches aren't buying in. I'm being told that there's some coaches potentially only want to be down at this tournament for those three group games because those are going to – any points you pick up count towards your regular season, but have no interest whatsoever going through the knockout round and staying an extra 2-3 weeks in Orlando. So everyone has their own motivations here, and I think we'll see that play out in MLS and the NBA and the NHL as well. It's a real interesting time, and everyone's motivation is going to be different.
Wales, nice to catch up with you, man. Great perspective. Appreciate the conversation. Happy 40th, and stay safe out there. We'll do this again sometime down the road, okay?
Thanks, pal. Just to let you and Vancouver know, on One Soccer tomorrow, Alfonso Davies, a former Whitecap, is playing in the German Cup final on One Soccer. So it's a chance to see Alfonso in a safe environment, potentially continue what's been an incredible campaign with Bayern Munich. So we're looking forward to that. It's 11 a.m. Western or Pacific time tomorrow.
11 Pacific. Come on, get your time zone straight, all right?
I know. Dude, I don't know what day it is. I don't know what time it is. No clue. So
every day is Groundhog Day for all of us.
Thanks, Gareth.
Thanks, guys.
Take care, Wheels.